This is Reuven Levy speaking to you from Holy Chutz Shel Chesed Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. We're learning the book Gan HaShalom, the God of Peace, from Rav Arush, all about Shalom Bayit. We are in chapter 2. We are on page 51 in the Hebrew version. And we are coming towards the end of a chapter dealing with one of the most fundamental principles that exist within marriage, within married life, from a Jewish perspective. And that is never to criticize your wife. Husband is never, ever, 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 ever allowed to criticize his wife. It's a big mistake, and we've learned over the last few classes the reasons why. So now we're looking, we're in the section which ask the question which should be on everyone's mind, which is, okay, I understand I'm not allowed to criticize. So the question I have, that Rav Arush now explains for us, is, so how is she meant to change? How is my wife meant to change if I'm never allowed to tell her that she's doing anything wrong? That's the question that we're dealing with now. So let's see what Rav Arush has to say. We were explaining yesterday that Rav Arush answers this question by describing what happens to a wife when she receives criticism. Her soul becomes darkened, she shrivels up, she is gasping for air. She will protect her kavod at any cost. And she's in a very difficult place, and she'll fight not to be there. The Rav continues, V'habal she'o choshev she'rak ishto hi kazot. And a husband who thinks just his wife is like this. Right? Only my wife is so crazy that she can't take any criticism. It's so crazy that every time I try and make a constructive comment about what she's doing wrong in order to help her, she flies off the handle and she shouts at me. She goes crazy. Right? So a husband who thinks that his wife is somehow different, that she's the only one that's like this, he says to himself, what type of wife is this? He af pam lo mukhna lo dot al amet. She is never once able to admit the truth. Ani lo zocher she'i ei pam amra slicha ta'iti. I don't ever remember even once that my wife ever said, I'm sorry I made a mistake. Right? Husband can't understand, because it's not logical. Because before the husband got married, right, he probably didn't have, Be'ezrat Hashem, he didn't have that many close relationships with women, and most of his friends were men, and every one of his friends, including himself, is quite able to admit when he's made a mistake. And he comes across a person that he marries who can't admit that they've made a mistake, and it's very strange for a husband to experience this, that his wife cannot admit that she's ever made a mistake. And is even prepared to lie and to be completely illogical and come up with crazy stories to get out of the fact that she may have done something wrong.
The kitzur, is there, I don't know if you discussed it earlier or yesterday, but is there a reason why the woman is like that?
Yeah. The reason is that she's created for our benefit, right? The woman is created for our benefit, right? So it's to our benefit that she's like that, right?
That's heavy. Yeah, I hear.
Right. So let me just.
So it's her teva.
It's her nature. It's her teva, but it's her teva for our benefit.
I understand.
So what does that mean?
Over there, sir.
Okay. So we're saying. We were just saying. we were just saying that it's the nature of a woman to be like this. And why is that? The woman's nature is created for the man, right? Hashem created her specifically in order to help us. How does it help us that my wife can't take criticism and flies off the handle and can't live with me telling her what to do right? So first of all, the truth is that she's not there to be fixed. Right? Hashem doesn't want...
She's
not meant to be fixed. If she was meant to be fixed, she would be fixable. She's not fixable. Right? Not like that. We're going to see how she changes in the end. She changes through me. I'm the mirror. I change me. She changes automatically. Right? So, but she's not to be fixed. So she's not a person who can accept criticism and accept constructive advice in order to be fixed. Because that's not her role. If it was, then we'd spend all day doing that. We'd be spending all day, let's work on me. Okay, we've worked on me, let's work on you. And Hashem doesn't want us to work on you. Hashem wants the focus and the work and all the effort to be on me. And if he made it equal that we could both accept criticism, we both want to try and grow, we're both the same type of being, then we'd spend at least half the time on her, trying to get her to grow, at least half the time, because that's fair. But actually, in truth, we'd spend most of the time with her because I don't want to change and I'm the one who's more powerful in the relationship, so we're going to focus on you. Right? So we'd lose the whole picture. So Hashem doesn't want us to work on her. Hashem wants us to work on me. I'm the one that needs to be worked on.
That could be a problem with, like, secular marriage counseling.
Secular marriage counseling is completely out the window. It has no clue what it's doing.
Yeah, I
secular marriage counseling is all about... Yeah. It's everybody has their own role to play. You messed up, you messed
up.
You're
right,
you need to do your job, you need to do your job and everything. But it's coming from a wrong premise. It's missing some important fact.
Yeah.
It's a hugely important fact, right?
Absolutely.
The other point is, though, that the wife is like this in order to teach me how to be caring, giving, considerate, and humble. I need all of those in order to deal with a person like this. If to deal with you, well, you seem like a nice guy. Tov, you don't have to be a tzaddik to live with you, right? You're easygoing, you get on with everyone, right? But you do have to be a tzaddik to live with your wife. Not your wife personally, but a wife, right? You need to, right? Because they're not easygoing. They don't just like live and let live and Tov, you might have said something wrong. Right? So that's Dafka. Hashem made them like that, so that they're not easygoing. Because if they were easygoing, who needs to work? You know, it'd just be like at college. Right? Who worked on their midot when they were in a sharing a room in a dorm in college? You didn't need to. You got upset with someone, you shouted at them, you made up, you went for beer. Right? Nobody worked on midot. Ah! As soon as you start living with your wife, Tom, now you got to work on yourself. So it's for us that they're like that. And Rav Arash is saying that a husband should know, he shouldn't think that he's got a crazy wife, that the rest of the people in the world are all fine, that he looks at his friends and everyone looks fine. I go for a Shabbos lunch and everybody's acting nice for like an hour or whatever and everything looks good. But my wife doesn't act like that. My wife crazy, flies off handle. No. All women are created the same. That's their job, that's their nature.
What page are you on?
151 in the bottom paragraph.
151?
Sorry, 51. 51,
yeah.
If that's Hashem, we'll get to 151 soon. Okay. B'kachu mitra'em aleha ve'eino yodea shezetiba. Okay, so he doesn't realize that this is her nature. But ein la shum shlita al zeh, she's got no control over it. She can't help it. She wants to be a tzaddiket. She's more of a tzaddiket than he is, usually. Right? The wife knows midot, understands midot much better than him, because the wife has bina, and she's a lot more in touch with her emotions, etc., etc. So she, and a lot more in touch with herself as well, right? So she knows, she can see better than anyone what's going on, and she can't help it. Can't help it. והיא אינה שונה בזה מכל אישה אחרת. She's no different than any other woman in this. וכשהוא רואה שהיא לא מקבלת את תוכחתו. When he sees that she doesn't accept his rebuke, שלדעתו היא מוצדקת ואף בונה, which according to his opinion is absolutely correct, and it's also constructive. הוא מתמלא עוד יותר בכעס בצער. It can be that he becomes increasingly angry and upset, right? If I'm trying to explain to my wife something useful and helpful for her, and she's just coming back to me with nonsense, well, just accept that, and then let's, why can't you accept it? And he gets more angry and more angry. He shouts at her, kilu, he reproves her even on this. On this itself, on the fact that she can't accept his criticism, on that as well, he starts now to be, what, you can't take criticism? Come on, I'm just trying to, can't accept the truth. He embarrasses her, disgraces her. That she has no, where's your truth? Where's your midah of emet? Right? He embarrasses her, the fact that she can't admit to the truth. That she's so arrogant that you can't admit it. He longs to get it, Lord Dodge, that he to her, that she can't, she's not able to admit that she made a mistake. Ubiote midlabeshlo ayetsahara botanto yot sheishtosa. Right? And all the more so, the Yetzahara dresses up in the things that, in the mistakes that his wife makes. Right? Once a person goes down this track, the Yetzahara starts to have a field day. He says, ah, right, this is where I've got him. This is where I can really push him. Right? Why does the Yetzahara do that? Because it's Hashem. Hashem is the Yetzahara. So Hashem is saying, this is dafka, something you need to work on. And I'm going to push your buttons and increase it, and increase the volume and increase the tension until you realize that you need to sort something out here that's not right. Not just going to let it go. A husband who starts to criticize his wife, it's not going to just get better. It's going to get worse. Like any bad midah we have. Right? If we don't deal with it and fix it at its roots by admitting we have a problem, make it confessing, doing tshuva, and clearing that out of our heart, praying to Hashem that he takes that bad midah away from us. If we don't do that, Hashem is going to increase the volume on that midah. He's going to turn it up, and so too here. Person who has a problem with criticizing the wife, suddenly everything he sees is going to be a problem for him. Right? It's mamash. It's not nice for the husband, kilu. Right? His shalom bayis is going to be out the window, and he's not going to be happy with his wife. He's just going to see in her criticism after criticism. Why is he suddenly seeing all of this? She was doing exactly that 20 years ago when he got married, whatever. And now it just hurts. Now I can't take it anymore. No, I can't take it anymore. What changed? You didn't change, she didn't change. She's been doing exactly the same thing. Why can't I take it anymore? Because Hashem said, I'm turning the heat up. You're not going to be able to suffer that anymore. You're not going to be able to withstand. I'm going to push you and push you, and until one way or the other, for your own good. And a beprat in huso vel mehem yeshivot. Particularly if he's going to suffer from those things directly. She'az hu pashut lo mevin lama hi lo mechona lerot shehi to'a. Then for sure the husband's never going to understand why she can't agree to see the truth. Right? Particularly if he's suffering, right? For example, stuff that annoys him. She doesn't buy milk. I always have to go and get it myself. There's no juice in the fridge. There's no whatever. Why can't you just pick up an extra this? Why leave the dishes in the sink? And it causes a smell for like a week or whatever. Whatever it is that I feel that I'm suffering from. Behu menasela zvela et tuata, and he tries to explain to her mistake. Vehi mitbatseret od yoter, she shrivels even more. And she tries to defend her own honor with a powerful, powerfully, very powerfully, she fights against him. Kemuvan she'achshav she'nosfu lebal od ta'anot la'arot u'bikoret u'tlunot al ishto. Now that the husband has added to the criticism and the rebuke and the complaints against his wife, kol olama chashach aleha, all of her world becomes very dark. Ki hi ro'ash lo zo bilvad she'hu lo mevin ota, because she sees that not only does he not understand her, and he has no mercy on her kavod, on her honor. Od hu mosif ledros v'lorasek v'lashpilota, even more, he's now adding on by he's trampling on her and bringing her down even lower. Ad afar, to the ground, to like, trampling me to the dust. Not only won't you leave me alone and let me have my honor, but now you've added to it what you can't even tell the truth, and what sort of woman are you, and how are you ever going to change? And she's, has for shalom. You can see where this is going. It's not nice. V'hi netakenet, or mitmalat be'elbon. She is strangled and full of upset. Ka'as v'sina, anger and hatred, l'misha ho'egata, for the person who's killing her. But tekeya ba sakinim, and the person who's stabbing, keeps stabbing her with a knife. Ba'ala, and it's her husband. Bechen, bekach, na'aseh galgal chozeh, shemit galgal b'li shita. And so the spiral continues without end. Without control. Out of control. U'me'acha v'hargishot shalisha, la'ot shalabal, u'lecho p'giyah b'kavodah metzidoh. He keeps on it, even though the feeling that the woman has when she gets criticized by her husband, right, is something which is very extreme. And she's able to react to her husband in ways which seem to him to be completely crazy. Therefore, he thinks to himself, what did I do? All I said was a few words. I never even intended to criticize her. I just intended to tell her she made a mistake. That's not criticizing, in my mind. Why does she react with such craziness? But who ain't know you're there? He doesn't know. Shalot zaruch la liyot baal shemakalkel or shemaker chas v'shalom. Right? He doesn't realize that he doesn't need to be a husband that curses or hits chas v'shalom bishvil la'aros et ishto, in order to destroy his wife. Ela kol zman shabal me'il ishto la'arot. Rather, all the time that a husband is criticizing his wife, afilu b'tzura adina, even in the most gentle way, his wife does not have any life. Hamatziyot mochicha, the reality proves, shenashim shebal shelahem ve'yilahem, that wives whose husbands criticize them, magiot lematzavim nafshim kashim biyotem, come to situations most difficult type. Hence, or not at Abal, they hate their husband. Et haTorah shelo, the Torah that he's learning, they blame the Torah that he's learning. Afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they blame Hashem. Hashem, how could you do this to me, to give me such a disgusting and terrible husband that's killing me? Hashem Yirachem, Hashem have mercy. Hen moridot kisui rosh, they would take off their head covering. Yotzot l'tabot ra, they go to bad. They go into the bad company, to the bad things in the world. And they go into things which are, they look for their life from other places which are forbidden, dangerous, and really unpleasant places to be. Ata. Now. Shalamadnu, that we've learned. Makor el Isha. What happens to a wife who's Shemarim lad, whose husband criticizes her? Anu nishalet about. Now let's ask the husband. Ha'imatan ata adayim koshed. Do you still think she'al yidei ha'arot ata tishanei tishtifa? Do you still think that through criticism you're going to change your wife? Change your wife for the good. You might change your wife, but you're not going to change your wife for the good. Tachzir ota b'tshuva. Do you think you're going to get her to do tshuva that way? Him adayim hatana eichi tishtane. Are you still going to claim? How is she ever going to change? Meshachnat maspik bishvil shita'ir lishtacha tarosla ulachal yadecha etha chayim. Are you convinced enough now that you realize that that to criticize her is just going to destroy her and you and your children? So by this point we should be abundantly clear that is not the root. So now we begin the paragraph called Haderech HaNechona, the right path. Hamaskana HaYotzeh Mikol Zeh, the conclusion that we 53, the conclusion that we receive, that that comes out of this, is Hichad Mashbet. There's only one meaning. Yeshna Isur Buchlat Sakana Gedola B'chol Ha'arah She'abah Me'ilishto. There's only one conclusion. That if it's completely forbidden and dangerous in the most serious way to ever criticize your wife. But im yishal akore. And now if the reader asks, hakol tov yafeh b'teir batir, everything is fine and good in theory. Aval eich efshar b'foral, but how in practice, italeh mechesronata shelishto, how in practice can I hide myself from my wife's lackings?
Hadam, my wife's
lackings.
Lack.
Hadam eino malach. A man is not an angel. Sof kol sof. Eventually, yishnam devarim shemetzarim oto. Eventually, there's going to be things which upset him. Makisim oto. Annoy him. Ve'im lo yaseh mashu barak yishtok mishtok. And if he does nothing and just stays silent and keeps quiet, but sof ze alol lid paret, he could explode. Eich b'chol zot niten l'taken et v'atav tuyot chasor zot v'nishnot. How in any event can a husband change those things which upset him and annoy him day in, day out? He can't live with them. He can't suffer. It's not the answer, Rav Ari says. I understand 100%. It's not the answer to sit there and suffer. Right? If your wife is doing something that's really terrible and it's annoying, you don't have to live with it for 120 years. Right? And say nothing and just be quiet. Tov, if you want to be a tzaddik, yofi. But that's not what Hashem is asking of you. There is a way to get it to all stop, to get it to change. Shayishal said, Hem begashmi yotubah ruchniyot. By the way, a wife does any of these things which are annoying him. Is there no way to bring his wife close to do kiruv that she does teshuva, letekenota to fix her, lachzirota b'tshuva so she does teshuva? Isn't he obligated? Halo amu chazal b'feirosh. Didn't Chazal say specifically she'abal tzarich lochiyat b'nei beito, that a husband's got an obligation to improve his household, to make sure everyone's staying on the right derech? Im lo seken, who nitpas b'avona? And Chazal say, if a person doesn't and he lets the members of his house go astray, then he himself is liable for their own sin. V'chem mibakesh hadavar mitzad yosher, and also from the side of honesty, of right, of yeshivot, of shelo yamod habar mineged, v'yaneach lishto likashel b'tuyot. How can a husband stand by and let his wife just make mistakes? And even the more so if she's sinning and not even realizing it, or she's just sinning, how can he let her make mistakes? If so, what is the answer? stuck between a rock and a hard place. Tell me I can't say she's doing anything wrong, and you tell me I still need to make sure my house is working fine and no one's. You know, throw me a rope. Throw me, what am I going to do here? Don't worry, we have an answer. Hatshuvah l'shaylot zu. The answer to these questions. Amnam katavnu teisha sibot. Although we wrote in this book, Rabbi Arash writes, 9 reasons, madu asor lahir, why it's forbidden to criticize. Aval bat hasibah ha'ikarit, the main one, he hasibah harishot shona shehevenu, was the first reason that we gave. The main reason out of those 9 was the first one. What was that? Sheisha hi mar'e shel ha'bal, that the wife is the mirror of the husband. And just like the example of the mirror, would a person try to fix what he sees in the mirror? Well, would he try and fix the mirror? Therefore, the husband is obligated to realize that the truth of the truth, that he doesn't need to fix his wife at all. Therefore, he's got no reason to ever criticize her at all. Ella yistakel b'mirah, but just for him to look in the mirror, for yireh ma'alav l'taken, and to see himself what is upon him to fix. But say la'avoda, and go to work. Yeida b'vada'ot gemura, you should know with complete certainty, she'im yitaken etzlo, that if you fix it by yourself, Zayutukan etzalishto, it will be fixed within your wife. That's it. It's the answer to all the problems. All the problems is only in the mirror. And if I can't yet see what the problem is, then I need to work hard and I need to ask. I can't see what my problem is. I only see her problem. I need to do more work. I need to do more hitbodidon. I need to say Hashem. Half of my work is to say, Hashem, show me what the problem is. If I saw the problem in myself, if I realized it already, I would have probably tried to deal with it. If I realized that actually I'm full of arrogance in the fact that I need people to compliment me, whatever it is. If I'd realized that nakuda before, then Hashem wouldn't need to be showing it me now. Right? The messages that I get from my wife are the stuff that's not on my radar that I'm missing. So it shouldn't surprise me that when I look at my wife and I think, well, what does it mean for me? That I don't have the answer. Because if I had the answer, meaning I already knew, if I already knew what my problem was, then Hashem doesn't really need. He does if I'm not fixing it. If I'm ignoring it and pretending it doesn't exist, Yofi, he does need to come and tell me. But often as not, Hashem needs to come and tell me the stuff that's not even on my radar, that I hadn't realized. So when I see my wife making her mistakes or with failings that upset me, I should know that, Tov, I can't, what's this got to do with me? Is the correct reaction, right? Because I don't know it. I have to do some work. I've got to do some soul searching, some Cheshvan Nefesh. What actually is going on? What's the hint you want to tell me here? Because I haven't picked it up. And that's fine. So I'm not expecting to be 100% all-knowing and all focusing on my faults. I have many faults. And I have 120 years, Bezrat Hashem, to fix them. So Hashem, on day one, doesn't give me the full list because I can't cope, right? So la'at la'at, over time. So what I need to deal with it when I'm 20 is not what I need to deal with when I'm 30, when I'm 40. And it shouldn't surprise me that at 55 years old, suddenly my wife is really annoying with something that actually is a message for me that actually I never picked up on and I never realized. And wow, Hashem, do you know? Gosh, I never realized. 55 years old, and I never realized that actually I've got a major problem with jealousy. I never knew that. Who knew? Yofi, but If Hashem wanted me to deal with it, he would have told me 20 years ago. Wasn't the time. Now's the time. But that's fine. I should see my wife as a gift. Whatever you're telling me today is what I need to know today. It's what Hashem wants me to work on today. And I don't know what it is yet, but part of my work is to know that my job is to do cheshbon nefesh, to speak to Hashem, to do his bodedut, and to find out what it is that Hashem wants to tell me. Ezrat Hashem will continue next week.